Good. Y'all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And that one, why did I print up this one?
I don't know.
Because I came, that's on my email.
Michael printed out a bunch of them as well. All right, we have a quorum. Michael Seeds, our clerk, Carol Tracy, our treasurer, Crystal Patrick, the trustee. First order of business is to approve the minutes from the April 18th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. Board report, Michael.
Few things that I did up this month. Ah, that's what I forgot to do. Created a new cemetery webpage, as you are very aware of. That is up there. Just to give some information about that, I might add a few more things to it. But that's it for now. Also created a new cemetery certificate that we'll be using soon. Yeah. We've got the signed contract from Craig Nelson. That is all completed. The one thing that I have not seen from him is confirmation that he has the funds. So
somebody probably just needs to go out there instead of it. He probably didn't want to send it via email or anything.
Okay. I'll let you handle that.
All right. I'll give him a call and say, hey, let me come down and look at your bank statement.
Well, part of the agreement states that he has a different account that has just that those funds.
That's
in
what
it.
I'm saying.
Okay. Fantastic. And then what I
or
forgot.
Or I can do it if you want to.
Please.
Okay.
I don't need more on my plate.
And then we've got, I did up those cards that we can put on people's doors or whatever, tell them about work that we're going to be doing around that area. That's what I meant to print out to bring for you.
Awesome.
Give you some, but I'll get some for you. On that, normal stuff for me.
Okay.
So he needs, just make sure he has a different bank account with that amount in
with
it.
Those funds in there, yes. And it's supposed to be done, supposed to let us know that information 15 days after he signed the contract. And then right before the chip seal, like 2 weeks before. I can't remember exactly what the contract says, but something like that. That just showed that he still has the funds and he didn't go gambling.
Just a little.
Or have to buy a gallon or buy some gas.
Okay, treasurer's report.
Okay. We had a beginning balance of $183,554.92. Interest earned $12,13. That was our only deposit last month. Checks and payments that cleared $57,937.98. Statement ending balance was $125,629.07. There were $530.78 of uncleared transactions. So the registered balance would be $125,098.29 with the uncleared.
Okay.
But the statement ending balance was $125,629.07.
Motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries 3-0. That's what I forgot to do today, was send us those receipts. They're putting everything together all day.
We need to get better about that.
I know. I got to get off the phone a little more and stop talking all the time. to say, hey, I've got to go so I can send this receipt.
Take a picture. Oh, but you're on the phone.
I'm on the phone constantly.
Got it.
All right, Overseer's Trustees Report. There were some trees down on 176 and 26 that were smacking the school bus pretty hard. It was smacking just the regular vehicles. Worked on the slopes around the box culvert on 180th-6. We serviced the semi-truck. We also replaced all the airbag rear shocks and cab shocks and air springs, so it's a lot smoother ride now. Hopefully the fenders will stay on it.
On what?
PT2. Yeah. Worked with Andover, and they hauled quite a bit of the tornado tree debris out to our dump site. I've been working on the tack trailer, getting it ready to go. Graded a few roads. I think I got in like 4 miles. We hauled a load of trash and a load of tires to the landfill. Primed and painted all the shelves in the shop. Keep them from warping. Burn the tree pile. This will be the third time. They had it going for like a week. The whole week Andover was, they were bringing stuff out from Andover, even during all that rain. It never quit. Started working on the drainage issues on 170th-6 down by Curtis Cox's and Cornejo's driveways. Rebuilt the other water pump. Replaced all the tie rod ends and steering components on PT4. I pulled the pump in the well at the shop, and it's, yeah, no good. Yeah, we have a well out there. It's got had a pump. It was just a rusted pile of nothing.
What are you doing then? Do you have some?
We have rural water.
We have rural water, but we also have a well.
Out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you pay a real water bill.
That's true. How did they get real water there and not?
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, we measured it. We had like 30-some feet of water, so there's plenty of water in it. The pump was just trashed. And then the little box inside was no good either. Next month's plan of work is to hot patch all the holes on the chip seal roads. We get some moisture, grade the roads, continue to clear trees and right-of-ways, and continue installing a few road and driveway culverts, start prepping the chip seal roads for this year, and start installing some signs. We hauled 652.58 tons of rock, 17 loads of dirt, used 856 gallons of red diesel and 127 gallons of green diesel. Equipment has not changed. And you can see the roads that were graded in rock below.
On dirt hauling,
mm-hmm.
What was that for?
We hauled topsoil to fix a couple curves, and then we built up an area around the box on 180th-6.
Fix curves?
Huh?
You put dirt on the road for curves?
Just like, you know, you have your road, and then you have your slope. We held some topsoil to fix in where it washed out this entire section here. And then down around the box on 180th-6, you couldn't mow it. Jeff couldn't even stay on it with a tractor, so we hauled a bunch of dirt in and built that out so we can...
Box? What do you mean?
Box culvert.
Oh.
Like what they just put in on County Line.
I see. Okay.
Some of them are so steep that he can't get on them to mow. And so we've been fixing them and building them up, filling in washouts, and
trying to make things safer. Some of the rock went onto that.
Huh?
Some of the rock went on for that, right?
Just where we built up in the road, yes.
Okay.
So, and that's all I have on that. Okay. So on the board discussion.
Ford F-250, you need to add the brake lights.
Oh, yeah. Another truck with brake light issues. Where's PT4? There it is. Okay, Ulysses and Robert are here from Foley to talk to us about a cat.
I just had a couple questions and some questions that you had. On the cooled seat, we don't offer what we call a cooled seat, we offer a ventilated seat. So there's a verbiage discrepancy there, so it's a ventilated seat, not a cooled seat. The auxiliary lines front and rear, so you're going to have your front lift group that's standard on the machine, and then you're going to have your rear lift group. My question to you would be, what else do you plan on using on those front two? Because it could be mid-mount scarfire, it could be a dozer blade, one-way angle on the front, it could be a two-way. On the back, you could have a snow mast wing. So it depends on what type of lines you want ran to the front and to the rear. For me to give you an accurate pricing, I need to know what type of attachments you plan on buying for the front and rear of that machine.
On the front, it would be for angling.
Okay.
So, like, on our disc, I plan on putting a wing on it, so when I'm pulling the ditch, that little wing, I can put it down to pull my material on up.
And you want it to go both ways, left and right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about the rear?
And the rear is basically to raise our, I'm building a pneumatic roller so it can go up and down.
Okay. Is it going to attach to the rear ripper itself? So you don't need an extra line on the back?
Yes. It's got to be able to raise the wheels up and down on the rear.
The wheels to the attachment that you're building?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand.
I've looked at doing what they call a gravel spreader. It's made by Mahler's. If you go on YouTube, it's Mahler's, something similar to that, but with the pneumatic roller part of it.
Okay. It's important for me to know, because if you ran just one single line, you wouldn't be able to go left and right.
Right.
So that's why I was asking, that's why I'm asking that question.
I should have said sets of lines.
Now we're clear. So if you wanted to run what they call a base plus six-way functions on either one of those two quotes, it's the same price, you would add an $11,000 value to both either the 150 or the 160. For you to have six-way function on both of those quotes that I left you guys.
11 each or 11 for both?
Yeah. No, $11,000 to either one of those two quotes will give you exactly what you
either
want.
Either the 150 okay. or the 160.
Yes.
So it's 126, 635, or 161.
Yeah, so basically 127, yeah. So 11 grand is what you add to either one of those two there.
And that's it.
What's that?
Everything else is apples to apples?
Everything else is apples. Now, here's one. On machines, yes. The other part that I don't know of, so I did some research, and on the 20.5 size tires, the R motor grader, the 150, 160 size, including the, from what I understand, John Deere specs, the 772 size, from the factory, the largest option you can get is a 17.5 size tire. Unless you start quoting an 872 or a 14 Caterpillar machine, then you have the option of going with 20.5 tires. Reason being is on the rear of those machines, the axles are closer on the 150, 160, 772, and on the 872 and the 14, they're a little wider, so it actually gives enough tire space for the oversized tire. So the 17.5 tire is the largest. We can change out the 2017.5 tires. It is expensive, but it can be done.
Well, we spent 19 and 29,000 in tires already on the one we have.
But you have 17.5s on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Michelin's.
Yep.
And so we went through two sets of the whatever you call them, the V tread, the three with the V.
So you don't like that style of tire?
No. Okay. They don't have good traction, and I mean, like I said, they went through two sets, And the guy running the grader before me, Randy, was doing the same grading as they're doing, we're doing down south here, blading the windrow from one side to the other.
So you don't necessarily dislike the 17.5 size tire. You're saying more the tread pattern.
Well,
of those tires. Is that what I'm
saying? I like the big wide tires that he's got on his down there, but it's not necessarily a tread pattern. I don't want to be buying.
Are we talking
tires
Richland?
3,000 hours. What's that?
Are we talking Richland?
Yes. They have the Michelin XTLAs.
Who has those?
Richland on their 772. Richland. Yeah, they got the big wide ones.
The 20.5s or the 17.5s?
I don't know if I took
because
a picture
if you,
of
if you want the Michelin 17.5s XTLAs, that would be, that's easy. I mean, that's, I didn't quote you a specific brand. I quoted you the size of tire that you need. If we want to go specific on tread pattern, that would be included in my price. Now, if we start going with a larger tire, then there's a big difference there. There is.
Sure. I do remember they were both the same tire width, but that doesn't mean
not. See? That tire's a lot wider.
Is that on the front and back?
Yes.
To these guys.
So, yeah, I know what the 20.5 tires look like. My question to, that can be done. Now, I want to make sure that if we're looking at also comparing a John Deere to us, to our pricing, that they are not only saying you're getting 17 and a halves, but you're getting 20 and a halves built into the price that they already have. Because I would doubt that. Those 20.5 tires are very expensive.
And that's what I ordered was extra wide.
And I would make sure that is actually on the quote. And not
it says Michelin XTLAs.
Right.
So I don't know if.
Because
I don't have it with me.
And just to give you an idea, according to specs from a tire manufacturer, the John Deere 772 along with the Cat 150 and the 160, the largest from the factory tire you're going to get is 17 and a half size. Space-wise, okay? You can go aftermarket and get rims built that are 20.5 that are a little bit wider tires, but that is not included in the standard package pricing from what I understand from either one of us.
Where is it on here?
On what?
It's John Deere quotes on the tires.
With the Michelin XTLAs, here they are.
I don't have anybody.
Did you sell? Oh, no. It's John Deere.
Yeah. I don't have anybody, including my dirt contractors in Wichita or my townships that I cover, that do run the larger tire. Now, I do understand for flotation purposes that tire in certain circumstances will be nicer. But I do believe that. If you have an experienced operator, which I believe you do, then I don't think it's going to make the monetary value difference for you to go with a larger tire.
I think what, and I'm just hearing this from Chris, Randy, who's our other operator, and then the two previous township clerks or trustees before, is that the Cat, the 160 we have, bounces a lot when you're going at not a very fast speed, and I think, if I'm understanding correctly, the tire width and size helps that out.
It made a little difference going with the tires that we have on now compared to what we had.
Tire,
but it's still one of those that's just, I mean.
Do you ever deflate them a little?
Oh yeah, we've taken them down to 30 pounds. We've taken them up to 60 pounds. I mean, we've played the game of 150, 140, 120. I mean. I've been talking with Butch. He's probably getting sick of hearing me talk about what else can we do to get the bounce out of this. And there's nothing, it's not the tire. And so when you're out there pushing the blades that we push, them scarifying teeth, and then, you know, like the carbides.
Do you guys run a staple blade on your machine now?
The what?
Staple blade.
Staple blade.
Okay, so the new machines would actually come with what's called staple blade. So anytime the machine starts feeling any kind of chattering on the blade or hop, the machine itself is going to slow itself down in order for you to eliminate that chatter of the bouncing. Now, I would question...
Are you talking about the front wheels?
I'm just talking about the whole machine bouncing.
Right.
I would question the bouncing on both the 150 and the 772. They are roughly the same amount of weight. If the tires were minimized by, if the bouncing was minimized by the tires, I would like to know what kind of tires don't bounce very much in comparison to what somebody else is saying, right? That there's minimal bounce in the tires that they have. Then maybe I quote you that exact same tire. I don't believe that 3 inches on both sides is going to make a difference in the reason why the machine bounces.
Well, it's not just the bounce. It's grip. It's all of it. You know, when we're out there pushing, we want as much traction on the ground as possible.
Correct.
Now, you know, when you look at our machine's got 3,000 hours. We're on our third set of tires. Their machine's got just about 2,000 hours on it, and they have, you know, about yay much tread left on their tire. So it kind of makes you wonder, you know,
whether it's the machine or operator error or
the tire or what
it is.
So, and I know the soil tires from being in the dirt construction, they're made for pushing dirt. We don't push that much dirt here.
Right.
We're grading roads, and I mean, I can spin these just as easy, but I try not to because they've got to last.
Sure. So going with a harder tire is actually probably going to create more bounce. So I would question whether that's the most beneficial move for the township. I mean, I don't know. I know 99% of my townships do go with a 17.5 tire, and a set of tires should last you 3,000 hours, not going through two or three sets of tires.
That's what I would have thought.
And that's every manufacturer across the board.
But like I said, you know, Randy ran what? Part of the old set and pretty much all of the last set. He ran pretty much the entire second set, and he literally, and that's what he would do, would be grading a windrow from one side to the other.
Sure.
And you know, it doesn't take a lot to push a windrow across the road.
No.
And so that's why the tires that come on him, I mean, he burned through them, and it shouldn't have.
Sure. Now, if no matter how cheap of a tire you get, we should not be looking at replacing tires every 1,500 or even 3,000 hours.
Okay.
So operator has a lot to do with how much you spend on tires.
What do you run, Bridgestone?
Right now I got Michelin Snow Pluses on. I love them.
What you run before that?
Whatever came on the machine.
This second set.
Second set was just, they bought the same exact thing. So the little V pattern, I can't think of what they're called.
Directional.
What are them tires called?
Doesn't really matter.
Anyways.
All right, so based upon what you saw from the quote from John Deere and what Chris had asked to make sure that we had, the $11,000 gets us to where it'd be an apples to apples.
The $11,000 gets you more machine than I think you'll ever need. Yes. It'll give you
that's one thing I couldn't find today besides on the one website. I didn't have a 150 to put on the scales this morning.
So your 772 is 45,195 pounds. We're 45,917 pounds, 275 horsepower on the John Deere, and we're at 276 horsepower. So apples to apples, they're the exact same machine. You start getting it up into an 872, you start getting up to 40.
Okay, that's not what I meant. The 150 versus the 772 GP is fine. It's more the point of the features of that $11,000 is covering all the new hydraulics.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Both machines have auto articulation. They have their version of what they call cross slope. So do we.
What's it going to cost to get better tires on there?
It ain't going to cost you anything. I mean, the snow plus tires, if you don't like the bounce that you have in them now, I would suggest...
I don't think it matters what tire I had on that machine now, it's going to bounce. Period. We pull it up off the ground and spin the tires and watch them. And that's rims moving.
Are you out of alignment?
I've had them guys out looking at it, and they can't figure it out. And, you know, like Randy says, you know, the other one that he ran for the township previous to us, it bounced. And so it is a problem that we're having, especially when we're out there trying to fine grade for this chip seal. When I've got to turn everything off and turn it down to front wheel, and I can only cut, you know, a quarter inch at a time, it gets old. I should be able to run third, fourth gear and not do this. 12 hours of that, it wears us out. And Randy and I switch back and forth some days because we just both get tired. And so, you know, the big wide tires, they do help grab. And, you know, when I jumped in that machine and tooled it around, put the blade down, they've got new, bigger, scarifying teeth. It didn't bounce. And I was running in almost fifth gear.
All right, so let's talk warranties.
So I based my warranties based off of an expected usage of roughly 5 years to get you guys out of around 4,000 hours. So you have a 5-year, 4,000 hour premium, which is gonna be front to back, top to bottom on that machine. That's on the warranty. Okay, and I matched the maintenance plan with Roberts Hill as an ultimate plan, and the only thing they would be responsible for is taking oil samples at certain increments. But everything else, and that includes the travel from Foley to your shop or wherever the machine is within the radius of the township.
Okay.
So you're not gonna get any extra bills for travel. Those are included in that.
Okay, what about the DPF, DEF?
We have one that's called Fit for Life. You don't ever have to change it. You're done.
Never have to change it?
Nope. You don't have to worry about it.
And that's standard with the machine?
It is a new Tier 4 final standard practice of Caterpillar, yes, sir.
Okay.
What was that you say you never changed?
The DPF filters on those machines.
I don't know what a DPS filter is.
The DPF? Yeah,
diesel exhaust fluid crap.
Oh, okay.
New technology. They have stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. Now we're at Tier 4 final. Governmental regulations.
And this comes with your, what do you call it? Where it all goes up to the internet so we can track the grader where it's been.
Vision.
You guys are getting, huh?
Vision link.
Vision link, that's it, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That is all included?
Yes,
okay.
And once you add those $11,000 and we, if we discuss a tire pattern, there's no other cost incurred from the township.
Okay. And this is based on a 5-year lease, you said, correct?
Yes, I'm basing it on a 5-year, 4,000 hour. Now, I did not know if you were leasing, and I did not know if you were paying cash, so I included the 5-year warranty, and I included the 5-year maintenance plan in that package.
Okay.
With travel time to and from the machine.
So give me a ballpark of what that would be for a year.
On an annual basis, sir, before I quote you, I'd have to ask my finance guys. I really would. Because I want to know what the rates are today on the lease residuals.
Okay.
I can tell you I just did one with Pleasant Valley Township down in Cali County, and it was right around 5%. Now, those rates can be manipulated. We can buy them down. We can look at other banks also. I mean, there's options there.
Okay. And how long is the quote good for you buying the cat?
As long as you need.
Okay.
I mean, I'm assuming you guys are wanting to make a decision in the next 45 to 60 days.
No, you're not understanding what I'm saying. We want you to buy our cat.
Yes,
you said it was 200 and some odd thousand, right?
296.
296, yeah.
296, 284. He's talking just buy it.
Yep.
No trade.
Yep.
Okay. And that's good. For
I'll say, let's just say like 30 days. If the market changes and goes up in your favor, then congratulations to you.
Okay.
Because that's what's
but happened. If it goes that's, down.
That's what's happening. I'll give you, I will honor that 296.
Fantastic.
Because that's what's happening right now. And you got the market doing this. It is high.
Okay.
And your benefit.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay, on your tires, you have 17.5 R25. What's the R25?
The 25 is the size of the rim.
Okay, they have 650, 55, R26.
So those are metric sizing? That.
Pretty close to 20.5. They're just not quite as tall as those, like those ones Butch brought out.
What did you look at to see that?
She asked Martin.
Oh.
What they had on there. I forgot to take a picture of it this morning.
What was it? Will you repeat that to me?
Yep. 650, 55s, R26.
650, R25.
R26. 55R26.
650, 55R26.
Google it.
That's what I'm going to do.
Did you ask him what tread pattern they have?
Michelin XDLAs. I know that one.
And you're saying that Richland has Michelin XTLA in that size? Okay. Because the Michelin XTLA tire is a type of tire that has nothing to do with the size of the tire. So I just make sure that we're comparing apples to apples when it comes to tire size.
750, 55. No. There it is. Comfort metric 2 inches.
Okay. We aren't going to change the price by $30,000 for tires.
No.
So we're good. No matter what kind of tires we put on there.
.256 R26. That's metric to inches.
What else do we got?
Any more questions? I guess I did. Comparing these two back and forth, you didn't have the 2 foot extension on one, and you had it on the other, and then the, too many papers here in front of me.
So if I
were one had a ripper, one had a front lift group.
So those are, that information is the changes and the quotes based on what lane I get to order them from. So they have lanes 1, 2, and 3. Lane 2, I get to custom pick more options. Lane 3 is a standard package. So the blade extension, the ripper on the 150, I have to add those. On the 160, it's going to be a standard feature as long as I'm picking the lane 3 option. So that you have left or right hand blade extension, whichever one you want. Ripper will come on both machines. A brand new lift group will come on both machines. And now that you have the auxiliary lines on both of them.
Okay, so the $11,000 isn't everything.
Yes, sir.
It is.
It is. Hydraulic lines, it's going to cover everything that he's asking for. It's going to cover what he's asking for.
Okay.
So and that he has all the functions all, that he needs.
All the
for the hydraulics. We're talking about the 2 foot extension.
Yes. The 2 foot extension is included in the prices I gave you, and the ripper's included, and the lift group's included.
Okay.
On both the 150 and 160?
Yes, sir.
I thought you said they weren't. I'm confused now.
No, well, they weren't come on in here. Different packages.
He saw it on one but didn't see it on the other.
It's so just go back to the full package.
It depends on which lane I get to pick from.
Got it. And how long would it take to get one?
The 150, I'm going to guess, had the one for Pleasant Valley that was here in approximately 3 months. But there's no guarantee right now. That's the hard part. The 160 is a little further behind. I can tell you that right now. And it's a shortage on plastics that are made overseas. That 160 machine is made in Brazil. We have to deal with port getting in. I would say that one's going to be a longer time frame to get.
Does it require any baby formula? Because we're screwed if that's the case.
No.
Okay.
Buy a goat.
Buy a goat.
What happened is just plain cows.
FDA doesn't approve. I also did want to address, in the event that you guys decide to go with the machine, a Caterpillar machine, and you guys had some scares as far as what warranty you have on the current machine. So if the township goes into a situation where you're not covered on a hydraulic basis or something of that nature, right, that is a malfunction of the product itself, I would back you since you're going with another cat. Right? Because you're waiting on us to provide you a machine.
Oh, I see. On our current grader, if something went Tango uniform. Correct. Okay, got it.
I've done that I traded for four competitor machines in December, and that's what I did for them. So.
Okay.
Well, on another note, I talked to a couple other people, and they say that the service with CAT, they own one of each. And they said the service with CAT, they've had much better luck.
We did not have good luck. Especially right at the get-go. I'm sure, Robert, you knew about that. It was a mess when we first bought it.
I can see I don't. That's why I asked around.
Okay. Do we want to do any more discussion on this?
Any more questions?
I don't.
All your questions answered?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
If you need an updated quote, let me know and I'll send one of both machines to you.
Please. Just do
it.
Yeah, just put it in there. That'd be great.
You got it. Thank you guys for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Call me if you have any questions. So, back to your comment on the service from before, did Foley ever get that straightened out, or
they eventually did? Yeah, I mean, I wasn't
here at the time.
Yeah, and I was just a participant in the room, and talking with Jeff Hange, who was the, and I remember something happened where the overseer at the time got a hold of, it was a lady, that's all I remember, who was like way up high, and she was flipping out how he got the number, and the problem still didn't get resolved. And it eventually did get resolved, of course, because it's been 5 years since then. But, I mean, I don't know eventually what they had to do, and I know that Richland, Martin was telling me that the whole engine, they were having major problems with the engine, and Foley finally just replaced it.
CAT
did.
Oil consumption.
Yeah. They could not figure out what was going on. They eventually just replaced the whole motor. That's all I know. I mean, Richland's the only one that I know that has a John Deere, and they like it. So I really don't know much either which way. Really comes down to price. And I think, and I know Chris has talked about it quite a few times, customer service. And I'll just say that it hasn't been the most even keel thing in the last 6 months. I'll just say that.
So. Bob at the service desk. 100%.
Bob Schnurr on parts.
Yep. I don't even mess with nobody else no more. I go straight to him.
He's a good guy.
He knows our machines. He's deleted all the crap that was put in there by other people. And when I say I need something, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, good man.
Yep. No problems there.
Yeah.
So I always try to talk up the good people when I can. And he deserves it because he works his butt off sometimes for me.
Well, all I can say is if you've had problems, what was the lady's name that was on the board before when your brother was on?
Julie or Katie? Yeah.
She was an older lady.
Julie,
that's right. Yes. Now, she had a real problem with giving the power to the other board members. And so I remember talking to her several times on that oil issue. And Chris, I don't think you were running it then.
No, I quit just before we got that one.
So Ulysses touched on tier four. I don't know how much you all know about the tiers of getting to on the emissions, but tier four final is what we've got now. John Deere, everybody, Foley, the Caterpillar brand. That these engines are running such tight tolerances. You've got to run these tractors and get them good and warm. The days of running them in fifth gear, idle back to 1,000, 1,200 RPMs, you're not getting them hot enough. Whether it's Deere, whether it's Komatsu, whether it's Cat, anybody, you got to run those machines and get that engine temperature up because the tolerances are so tight. So what happens is in your cylinder liners inside that engine, there's a crosshatch, kind of like the knurls on a ratchet handle. There's a crosshatch. When you run that and it's not hot enough, the inside of that liner glazes over, your rings start pumping oil out on any machine, any pickup, same way on pickup. So run them hard. We tell them to go out, get in a ditch, just hog that ditch and get that temperature up, at least for the first 700 hours of that machine's life. Then you can go and run it however you want. But to get it broke in and to get that, keep those cylinder liners from glazing over, that's the most important thing you can do on any engine.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you.
But Ulysses sells machines. I'm product support. Call me. If you have problems, I'll run you. I'll do your legwork for you. I'll make sure that you're taken care of. Okay. Anyway, that's all I've got.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Make sure you get your time. I left your card right
there. Yeah,
I did.
I got it. Thank
Chris,
you.
Chris, good seeing you.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you.
Carol, good seeing you.
See you later out there.
Thank you, Chris.
You betcha.
Carol?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Call it for what day are you going out there? Church.
To which?
To church. What day you go?
Oh, to rope?
No, to church.
New Spring?
Yeah.
Oh, usually Sunday mornings.
Yeah. That's why I never see you.
When do you go?
Saturday. You can go get something to eat and come home for the night.
Yeah. My girlfriend, she sells cars for Conklin.
Oh.
And she can't. When it was at 5:30, we could make it.
I don't know. Let me get back to all that stuff. We'll see you guys.
See you guys.
Nice. See ya. Thank you.
Bye. Nice meeting you guys.
All right. So, with all this happening, I want to discuss the new procedure for equipment bids. So I talked with Mike Kraft over in the county, and what they do is they do a sealed bid. Tell them what they want, write down the list, and then salesmen bring it in a sealed envelope, and we open it right here. That way there's no wishy-washy playing back and forth.
Okay.
For the Reader?
Buying equipment, yeah. Because, I mean...
We'll just put it out there. The problem with it was is that I sent information both ways. They knew what Kat wanted, or that what JD had, and JD knew what Kat had. And I guess that's bad. That's not good practice.
Well, it's
and as I told Chris, if I need to resign right now, I will go ahead and do that.
You don't need to resign. My goodness. It's just, you know, it's not fair for him to come back 6 months later and give us a quote, because he could have got it anyways off the internet. So when we ask for a bid, it's got to be right there.
That's fine.
I did the math for you.
I was looking at one of those.
I rounded that up. It's 385 and some change. So I just rounded it up to 386,000, which is what the deer cost outright. And if Cat gives us 296,284 for ours, it comes up to be 89,716 difference. Going with the deer.
Okay.
Did I have that right? 386. It's 385 something, right?
Yeah, 386 minus 296.
Comes up to 89,716.
Okay. Oh, 89,000. Okay. Sorry. I was saying 8,000. I was like, okay.
What's Cat or what John Deere giving you the difference?
The trade-in difference is 296 to 221.
Cat's giving us a lot more for our machine.
We could sell our machine to Cat for 296, 284, and John Deere's machine only costs 386. So it'd be 90,000 difference
they
instead of...
They locked the price in last December, or last October,
November,
something like that.
What's the guarantee if you're going to do the John Deere, what's the guarantee Cat won't back out?
I just asked them.
That's what we were talking about, was them buying our machine. They gave us 30 days.
And they said they would.
And Travis texted me a little bit ago, if they do buy our machine, they will give us a machine free of charge until ours comes in. I have it.
Wow.
He talked to his boss because of everything that's going on.
What's the waiting period on a John Deere?
It's in the middle of being built right now.
It should be here 1st of July. And he said, just called Curtis with all the
fully. So you've already committed to buying it, and then John Deere is still trying to tell you something.
No. Just to give everybody a little bit of understanding what happened, we went and asked them, both of them, John Deere and Cat, to provide us quotes for new machines. That was back in October. Now, there were some text messages that occurred between Chris and Ulysses that never got answered, but I specifically sent an email saying I need to know apples to apples comparison, but what I did not do was send it to Ulysses. I only sent it to us. So, my mistake. So, last month, Ulysses tried to contact whoever he got a hold of me and wanted to know what we were going to do since we just paid our last grader payment. And I was like, we've already done it. And they've come back with this. I think it's a good opportunity. If we can sell it for $296 back to them, we have to amend our budget at the end of the year. But I have to go with both Chris and Randy and Jack like the John Deere better, from my understanding. And I think we should go with that. That's just my opinion. Carol.
I didn't say
numbers. Something.
Yeah, I've already had
I didn't know I was Sometimes I forget to slide things over. I was figuring that up while they were talking. I've just been trying to be ethical about the whole situation.
There's nothing unethical that we're doing. We got a new price. It was $50,000 cheaper, and we needed to investigate it.
Did you already get signed a contract with?
We did sign one, but.
But that's not binding, I guess.
Yes, it is binding, and I listened to that meeting again today.
I did too.
He did not answer Michael when Michael said he could get out of it for anything. They were just talking about if the government collapses, that whole ordeal with the government collapsing, or are we not getting our funds?
The government collapsing? What are you talking about?
Go back and listen to the meeting.
We were talking about the government collapsing?
You asked him if the government collapses and we don't have funds, and he said, of course, you can get out of it.
Oh.
But he also said we are a government entity and that the rules for us are different. Which I don't know what all the rules are, but.
Well, the rules for us are different on how we get out of this. Because I know that I got some.
Well, if we're stuck in it, we're stuck in it, and that's fine. But we have an option of selling it off to Cat for a lot more money.
I think we're coming out ahead. I get that, because then we don't have to do the paperwork at the end of the year. But at the end of the day, we're even getting a better deal. I mean, in my opinion. Because it's what, 126? I can't quite read.
127.
So 127 to 90, so that's $37,000 we're saving by buying the deer and selling the cat. All right. Anything else before I move on?
No.
Carol, got anything else? Okay. So yeah, I put chip seal projects for 2023, even though we haven't even started for 2022 yet. We have several additions that want to pay to have their roads chip sealed.
Several meaning?
Blazing Meadows, Paul's Valley, I always get it confused.
The one that isn't already chip sealed?
One that isn't already paved. I think both of them probably would if we could get the price right. And so we have 2.5 miles in the northwest corner of the township. And that them roads up there just get hammered. And so my thoughts for next year is for us to do the 2.5 miles. 1 mile is basically done. We need to trim trees and clean a little more of the ditch, and we'll have to add a little bit of base. But not a whole lot, because I rebuilt that last year. And the other,
you're talking about County Line 1.
County Line 1. County Line 2. And then that half mile of 130th. We have that little bitty stretch there. But it ain't going to take a whole lot either.
I thought on County Line we had every other mile.
No,
we have the top three, and Bobby Johnson's got the bottom three. I wish we had every other. I'm kidding.
That would be a mess.
Yeah, their bottom three are nightmares.
And what do we have on 180th? Which miles do we have on 180th?
All but five. All but between Indianola and Tewakene.
So we're looking, so Blazing Meadows, are they both half miles?
Roughly, yes. I have to go out and measure them and then send Mike a deal. But they're not going to take near the base like the main roads would, because they're not trafficked. They're not going to be 24 foot wide.
So you're talking about 3.5 miles next year.
Right, but it's going to be a lot less because I've done County Line 1 pretty much. Blazing Meadows needs a little bit of
base. We still have the cost of chip seal, so that's what I'm thinking of.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of 130th.
Well, it's pointless to drive up there just to grade a half mile.
Which half on our 30?
I'm.
You talk about.
The far half of the west county line.
Yeah, it's where, you know, Andover takes over part of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, aren't you driving up the county line a very damn mile anyway?
Well, yeah, but if I paved the other two, I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, but you have to go up 3 and 4.
You still have one.
Oh, 3.
Not. We're doing 3 this year.
Oh, yeah. We're doing 3 this year.
Only thing I would have to do if we did this would be 1/40th.
See, I'd rather do 1/40th.
No, but you still got the one between 130 and 140 that's not chipped.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about for next year.
Plus the mile to the north.
Yeah, I'm talking about doing from 120th to 140th next year. And then the half mile of 130th. And then because we have additions that are wanting to foot the bill for the chip seal, letting them pay the county.
All right.
For that cost. And help us out getting us to do a lot less in the addition areas.
What's Andover going to do with their half?
Leave it crappy the way it is now.
Mm-hmm. We don't got to worry about it. The biggest feat of that whole deal is that intersection right there. That's because it needs to be built up.
On 130th?
Yeah, right. 130th and County Line, that intersection is just...
That is pretty...
It's been washed away from the water all these years. Now, this is just a thought. I'm looking at how far we're going out there and for what we're going out there for, and it's like, if we could knock that out, we could focus more closer here and not have as much headaches. But like I was telling Michael, by the time I drive my way out there and get on 140th and Grade County Line and Blazing Meadows, before I even get back, it's dry.
So what about the other parts of the addition up there on County Line, or the Butler and Pawnee?
Well, right now they're pretty happy with what they got. And there's one guy in there that I can't say because that's recording, but they're waiting for that to happen, and then they'll talk about it. But because...
Well, they've been here before and talked.
Yeah. But, I mean, I spent... I don't know how much fixing the one. If we can get some of these far out roads done, it'd save us a lot of time. And
this is a policy change.
How many people do we have on
130th? Not a policy, but.
Huh?
How many people do we have on 130th?
Not very many.
I know.
But our traffic is terrible. That's the crappy part. You throw a road counter on there, and you're going to find out real quick how much traffic cuts through there and hammers us.
That used to be paved years ago.
What was?
130.
All the way through.
Really?
Where did it go?
Years ago, it was paved.
Huh.
And Butler County let it go.
I did not know that.
But for the time it takes us to haul rock up there and just mess with it,
I like to see chip seal go where we have more people. Out from Rose Hill rather than...
We need to go out to the raft and do that area because there's more people out there on Tuolumne.
Yeah.
But
I think that's...
I'm so far out of getting those roads ready. I mean, you're talking about spending a chunk of money just for a mile.
Well, but you're right. There are a lot of people there.
There's a lot of traffic out there.
Yes.
I mean, what stinks is, and that's why I was telling Michael, we don't have a lot of people on County Line, but the amount of traffic that hammers them roads is unreal. I mean, I haven't sat down and pulled my rock records from last year to see what I've dumped on it, but, you know, it's due for some rock again. Number two is, and it won't be long the way it's going. Number one will need a little coat on top.
I would like to get those counters up and running.
I'm working on it. We got all the hoses cut to the same length. I've got the programs downloaded. It's just a thought. I'll get some counters going and try to get some count going. we'll go from there. All right, board business. Consider approval to increase Consider approval to increase cemetery plot costs from $350 a plot to $500 a plot.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I didn't know if you were going to vote against, so you paused there for a second.
No, I said aye when you did.
Oh, yeah, why at the same time?
So is that effective now?
We need to put that on there. Effective July 1st.
Effective
so we need to redo
July 1st.
Yeah, so we need to redo it.
All right, here we go. Consider approval to increase cemetery plot costs from $350 a plot to $500 a plot, effective July 1st, 2022.
Aye.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
3-0. July 1st.
I guess I said aye before I said
so. Thank you, too. Just trying to jinx each other.
Why are we increasing the plot cost?
Because a plot in Wichita costs $2,000 and we're charging $350. And we want to give Gail some more money.
Okay. It just helped cover some of the maintenance out there.
I don't get any of that money.
No. But it would help cover the maintenance.
$2,000 wouldn't buy you much in Wichita. There's way more than that.
Yeah. That's...
So, it's a good perk to living in the township.
It's a perk to have this board.
But you're...
What?
It's a perk to have this board.
Well, by the time you end up paying for the tractor to come both ways...
I mean, we do have to pay for maintenance,
and
it's not cheap.
So, can somebody from Sedgwick County or outside the township be buried in our...
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of people buried in there.
And on how the family connection is.
So, raise the price for outside the township people.
How do we know that when they buy it, they aren't here, and then when they move, then they move later?
I always ask them where they live, what the connection is.
Gail's on it.
If you're wanting to get a couple plots, you have till July 1st. I agreed with it because it's right, because you can't, I mean, it's $5,000 in some cemeteries.
Dollars?
And so.
Oh, maybe a little bit to the east, or it might be. I'd have to look.
You might look.
And then on top of that, we might be buying a little extra ground, so we need to have a little extra money for that to extend the cemetery. I'm still working on that deal.
10 acres down around the...
But I was always...
That
was a secondary plan. It was always Jeff's intention, or the board's before, to try to buy additional land. It just wasn't possible at the time.
Because...
With the current owner.
Now the current owner...
There's a new owner now.
Kaiser passed, and now Mr... Vu Nguyen. Meeting adjourned. We can talk about that without all this.
But did we have any citizen? Okay.
All right, wait.